Welcome, everybody.
That was so fucking quiet. Let's bring that mic up a little bit.
Yeah, let's do it. Hi, everyone. Welcome. We got episode 31, season 2, episode 5.
Damn.
Of the Dick Van Mike Show. Joined by yours truly, Captain Mike, and co-Captain Dick.
Co-Captain Dick.
You're wearing silver salmon hat.
What does that mean?
It means you're a co-captain because it's ocean related.
You're fucked.
I've noticed you wearing a lot of that merch, actually.
Well, like, I have one shirt and one hat and that's it.
Oh.
I have the black scales hat, which is a totally different thing. It's still fishing related. It's just a clothing brand.
So you went fishing one time and caught one fish and now you're just a premium fisherman.
I'm what they call a professional bandwagoneer.
Which also makes you a captain, I guess.
Yes.
Because you're driving the bandwagon.
Yep.
Right? Not bad.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I went fishing once, caught a fish. It was big.
It was big. I didn't see a picture.
I ate it. It was delicious. My dad did a nice job cooking. I'm not going to lie.
Very good.
My dad.
Did you clean it?
You know what? I'm going to be like super transparent. It was such a hand-holding experience. Like they do everything for you.
I guess you went to like, what? Did you go to like a farm?
It was
a
charter. It was on Lake Ontario. Okay. It was just a fishing charter.
Oh, God.
Did I not mention this last week?
No. I know you said you were going fishing, I think, but you didn't tell us like where or anything like
so,
that.
So, yeah, it was Lake Ontario charter by the name of Moby Nick.
Do you have ridiculous amounts of radiation because you just ate a fish out of Lake Ontario?
Apparently, it's really good, actually. It's just the coastlines and the harbors and docks
okay.
and stuff.
So, everywhere
really
else
bad.
Is fine.
Yeah, even I made a joke to the guy. I was like, oh, you wouldn't want to go swimming or fall off a tube. He's like, no, it's fine. It's literally just like the coast, like the beaches.
The harbors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, because we're walking by some docks, and he's like, yeah, see how it's all green and shit there? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, hey, well, out in the fucking middle of the lake, it's like clear.
Okay.
It's good eating. It's good eating.
It's good eating.
It's good eating.
So you caught the fish, showed it off for a picture. They cleaned it and did everything for you.
Yeah. They killed it too. Like the sound of his skull cracking is like embedded in my brain. Yeah, it was fun though.
We have a live studio audience today.
Oh, yeah.
She's making faces behind you going like,
ugh. Yeah, your girlfriend's here. She's a little sensitive to that topic, I guess.
She was a vegan for 4 years.
On purpose?
On purpose, but now she enjoys bacon too much.
Yeah, okay.
And
okay.
The turning point was what? It was nachos, wasn't it? Drunk nachos one night. Realized that there's meat on them, and she's like, damn, this is good.
All right.
Anyway, small disclaimer before we get going here, even though we kind of are getting going. If you guys do hear a small amount of droning or like a feedbacky noise.
Droning?
Like a humming. I don't fucking know. You know what I mean.
A little hum in the background.
Yeah, a little hum in the back of the eardrums. It's our air conditioning unit because it is like 33 degrees outside and we don't feel like dying in here on camera.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And it becomes like a hot box to this room. It's like...
Yeah.
Warm as balls.
All mine and Dick's stink of the day just evaporating.
I remember
into the
seeing
air.
This in a movie before, so I'm gonna do it right now. How hot are this means this I'm gonna lose the articles I
how
saved.
Hot are balls? Is that what you're gonna
balls?
You can't open a new tab?
I could have.
Yeah.
The human testicles are warmer, usually at 97 degrees.
Holy hell.
So that's obviously Fahrenheit.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So let's just do a little Canadian conversion here. 97 Fahrenheit to Celsius. 36.
So hot as balls.
It's hot as balls in this room.
Hot as balls is 36 degrees. Good to know.
So yeah, AC unit has to be on. We got a fan blowing. So I'll do my best to cut it out, but it's
it'll
be a little bit
much.
Like last episode you could hear at the point when I got up to turn it off.
Oh, okay.
You could like hear the difference, but it was to the average listener, if you're using like a Bluetooth device or you're driving when you listen, you're not going to notice because you're going to hear the hum of the road anyways. Yeah.
I should have got a cafefe, man. I'm fucking.
Yeah. I'm so down for the same thing.
I'm usually just waking up at this point.
Do we want to just like stop right now, go pick up some coffees and come back?
No. Okay. We'll deal with it. We'll deal with it.
That would be comical.
How you been for the last week here, Captain Dick?
Dude, life's been good. Been busy doing stuff, been out a couple times. I had a good adventure this weekend that was totally impromptu. But I've been busy as shit at work, working lots of hours. You know,
living the dream.
It's been good. I have no complaints.
No complaints.
Not even one.
Not even one letter?
Not one letter. No regrets. How are you?
I'm good.
How you been?
I'm good. I've just been working. I don't have a very interesting life.
Yeah, you've been working that night shift lifestyle.
I've been on night shift for the last 2 weeks. Well, a week, I guess, and I have one more week ahead of me this week. So it's no bueno, but it's something I got to just deal with. I'll plug it in the...
Forgot about the decorations.
The lights.
And you got a flag blowing in the wind so people know.
And the ivy and the money tree.
I did make sure this was recording, right?
I think.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
No, I meant like the video, not the audio. The audio is definitely recording.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, actually, you know what? It was kind of funny. I haven't been like inside of a restaurant.
In a long time.
Yeah. But the other day, we had a band practice, and afterwards, like, we all just kind of went home, and one of the buddies was like, hey, do you want to like come with me? I want to go to the store. And I was like, yeah, sure. And girlfriend came along. And like, we've had these gift cards for like all those restaurants, like Montana's, Kelsey's, Milestones, and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, we've just had them sitting around because we haven't been able to use them.
Yeah.
And so we went out to Milestones.
I've never been to Milestones.
It's pretty decent.
It's like a steakhouse, isn't it?
It kind of is. It's like in that same realm of restaurants, just a bit of the higher class of like probably more like the keg than anything else. But yeah, so I usually hate buying steaks at restaurants. I think I've told you that before. Usually they just can't cook them. I just find they always cook them wrong.
Will I ever get a steak?
But we had gift cards. So I was like, you know what?
Fuck it.
I'm not paying for it.
Yeah.
Someone else already paid for it. So yeah. I got a steak. They cooked it really well. I splurged a little bit. I got a...
fancy beer?
No, I didn't get a fancy beer. I got a whatchamacallit?
Scotch?
A scotch, yeah.
Glenfiddich?
Yeah, the 12-year.
It's good. That's a good one.
It was... The first sip was pretty harsh. I didn't expect it. And I took a bit too much. And I was like, damn, that's a man's drink right there. Yeah, oh, so I had a double of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Those big gift cards.
So between the girlfriend, my buddy, and I, we had like $130 in gift cards.
Holy hell.
So yeah.
We just went crazy.
We got desserts and appetizers. Like,
wow.
One of the gift cards came with a coupon, and at every restaurant, it has a different value. So at Milestones, it had the value of one free appetizer.
Oh.
So we didn't even pay for the appetizer. Ooh, or good. I mean, we didn't pay for any of it, but the gift cards didn't pay for the appetizer.
Did you get something super like Canadian, like fucking nachos before you had steak and scotch, or did you actually?
We had spinach dip.
Oh,
because
good.
The girlfriend's a vegetarian, so we had to like accommodate her with the options, and I know that's a pretty safe one. It was
vegetarian.
Good. Yeah, it's a weird thing I don't understand, but I live with it. It's all good.
Yeah, it's fine.
I would never become one.
No, I couldn't. Somebody would cook bacon in front of me one time, and I would just be straight fail.
We ordered Harvey's the other day, the girlfriend and I, and she was questioning if her burger was a veggie burger.
Even Pizza Nova has, they call it plantaroni now.
That's weird. anyways, she was questioning if it was actually a veggie burger. So I looked at it and she made me take a bite. It was a veggie burger.
Did you like it?
Not really. So the reason I knew it was a veggie burger, because like beef burgers don't, like they... You know, whatever. You're used to them. You know what they look like. But veggie burgers leave like a pink stain on the bun.
Really?
Kind of.
Oh.
Because it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to describe it. I couldn't even explain if I tried to. But it leaves like a pink stain on the bun because it's not like meat.
Okay. I know you could
tell.
So
that was like the first giveaway.
They look a little spongier inside too.
Yeah, they don't look like ground up meat packed together. Yeah. So like, but I was tripping because I was like, okay, if she's doubting it, like, I don't want to sit here and be like, oh, no. It's
and
fine.
Turns out you made her eat a bacon.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So I was like really conscious of like, okay, let's lay out every single possible burger. Yeah, man.
I didn't think I'd ever see the day.
Have I not told you the veggie dog story?
No.
Oh, my mom did me dirty. My mom did me so dirty back in the day. Okay, this is a story.
My parents
are going to hear this, and they're going to laugh because this is like a joke with my mom.
I remember this story. It affected not just you, but the whole family.
The whole family.
Yeah.
Brother and my dad. So we had a vegetarian come up to the cottage once. So my mom got a little overprepared and bought dogs and burgers, right, just to make sure we had something for him. And he didn't need a lot of it because, like, you know, it probably was like one dinner that they were there for. So anyways, I guess the hot dogs have been sitting for a bit. And my mom was like, okay, we got to use these because otherwise they're going to expire.
Yeah.
So she said to us, okay, we're having hot dogs for dinner. I've obviously spoiled like the punchline because that's the whole point of telling the story. But so she serves the hot dogs. We all sit down and eat. They look the same. I don't think about it because I'm not thinking that I'm being served just veggie hot dog. All the hot dogs look the same. It's all lips, hooves, and assholes wrapped into a tube. Like,
wait, what did you just say?
Lips, hooves, and assholes. It's the remnants. It's the spare parts.
Holy shit.
It's the spare parts jumbled together.
Painting a colorful picture.
Yeah, I know. It's not probably not good. Listeners are going to think I'm fucked.
Lips, hooves, and assholes wrapped in a casing. Holy crap. All right, continue.
So we sit down. I deck out my hot dog. Got my cheese on there. A little bit of onions.
A little cheese whiz?
Not cheese whiz. Cheese whiz is fucking gross.
Okay.
My ketchup. I take a bite and like immediately I was like, something's fucked up. And I kind of look up at the table. I don't want to insult my mother because my mom's a good cook. Like, she makes good meals and she does
your mom's cottage breakfasts are what I look forward to at the cottage.
Yeah. And she does put a good effort to feed the family. Like she's a good and proper mom and I can't criticize her.
Yeah.
Because whenever she makes a regular dinner, that's a non-vegetarian
dinner,
it's great.
You're getting plain toast for the rest of your life.
I mean, she would probably never... I could probably rob a bank and I'd come home to a steak dinner. So I took one bite and I'm sitting there going okay, I'm the only one reacting. So maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
Maybe something's maybe there's one hot dog's fucked up.
Maybe I got a little freezer burnt one. Yeah.
So I took another bite and I put it down and I was like, okay...
Evaluating your options here.
I don't want to say as mom, I was like, mom, respectfully.
Yeah.
Something's
fucked.
Are these hot dogs expired? And my mom is the world's shittiest liar. Like if you were to look up bad liar in the dictionary, there's my mom. She can't lie worth of shit. So she just looks at her plate, kind of tries to eat and starts giggling to herself. I was like, okay, something's fucked up.
Yeah, what did you do?
So then I guess I put it into my brother and my dad's mind and they're both kind of there's something wrong. I noticed it too. Richard's not the only one. And she's just she's beside herself at this point. So she finally goes, okay, they're veggie hot dogs. We had to use them. And I was like, that's just not acceptable. This is not happening.
I cannot eat this. You know what though? I do have to say, with her in the room as a witness, there are some veggie chicken fingers.
No.
They're so fucking good. You don't even understand. They taste exactly like chicken nuggies.
I don't.
Yeah, Zara, you heard us. They taste exactly like dino nugs. But no, they were delicious.
No.
I mean, you get in a box, there's only 10 of them, and they're probably $18.
They
were good.
I can't do the veggie alternative.
Those
thing.
Are the ones I could have given them to you, and you would have no idea.
I
swear to God, you would have had no idea.
Don't do that to me. Ever,
you
please.
Would never have any idea. I would tell you after, you'd be like, that was tofu, and then you'd probably go and pull trig. But
I'm cool with eating tofu if it's made
just like tofu.
Like obviously not by
in a
itself.
Stir fry or something
in a
like
stir
that.
Fry soaked in sauce.
Yeah. Okay.
It has to be sponged, squished into the sauce.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
No, not just poured on and stirred. Squish it in.
You're supposed to soak tofu in whatever you're marinating it in for 24 hours.
So I get a bit of flack for this. I think of being fed vegetarian alternatives just as bad as giving a vegetarian meat. That's how my mentality works.
Okay.
So I don't think I saw this video and it was these guys doing a taste test of their product. It was in Europe somewhere. I think it was in England. Apparently this shit that they made is the bee's knees, but it's only available there right now.
Okay.
It hasn't reached across the world yet. But they brought all these people in and sat them down and was like, here's a chicken. And then it wasn't a chicken. And I was like, yo, if that was me, I'd snap.
Again, as now I have a witness in the room as well, I have sampled tofurkey before.
That sounds messed up.
It's no good.
I believe it's no good.
It tastes like hardened sponge substance textured soy sauce.
That sounds about right.
It's awful.
Yeah,
it's bad. It's not good.
Well, I know there's some shit out there. I know that you can, you were telling me that you've had some good stuff. She's made you some good stuff.
She's made me some.
Also, we're totally just talking. You can totally chime in if you feel like
it. If you want, there's a microphone here. There is.
Anyways, I know that I'm sure there's great options out there.
There are. She's made.
I hear that the Beyond Beef burger is great.
Especially because I have dairy and egg allergies. There's a lot of stuff I've never been able to have.
Right.
She makes a dope ass Alfredo, a vegan Alfredo sauce for pasta.
Okay.
And does it taste anything like real Alfredo? It's really good.
She said not entirely, but it's really good.
Yeah, just, it is very good.
Your voice doesn't pick up in the mics.
We're going to give you the mics. You can answer like all the guys in the back of the podcast. So nobody can see you, but you're talking. Like in Good Mythical Morning. But no, yeah, there's a lot of really good vegan shit.
I believe it, but I can't bring myself to it. You know? Like, I don't know. Like, okay.
You know, like we're in the North Americas. We're really,
really
like no, but I'm saying we're like the only nation, like groups that eat a shit ton of meat. A lot of other places.
I don't believe that for a second.
Like all the Asias are like mostly vegetarian.
Isn't it like all seafood?
It's a lot of seafood and vegetables. I know, but they don't eat like they're not like crushing steak and shit like every day.
It's worked for us.
I mean, it has, but look at the States.
I think that's McDonald's, not like good filet mignons. Like,
I mean, red meat is still not entirely good for you, but
It is good for you. There's like studies that say you should have it.
Yes and no. You should have it, but
see,
not a lot.
So I was having this conversation about like the benefits of like being a vegetarian, whatever. And like,
it's a lot of work.
So quick to be like, there is nothing wrong with being a vegetarian or
a vegan.
You
need to do it properly though.
Hold on. People say there's absolutely nothing wrong. Here's my handful of studies and like references online. And then at the equal amount, at the equal quantity of articles and references online, there are the opposite that say it's bad for you.
I know.
So there's no one at any point that's been like, okay, this is like exactly the middle ground. These are the facts. It's like two sides, two polar opposites.
It's good if you do it properly. There's a lot of supplements and stuff that you have to make sure you're getting.
But you gotta like really like,
because if you're just like, I'm vegetarian, you eat nothing but salad for the rest of your life, you're gonna probably like,
oh yeah, that's no good.
Yeah.
But no. That's obvious.
But a lot of people do that.
You gotta like have beans and shit.
You gotta have like, you gotta get your protein, you gotta get iron, you gotta have magnesium, like you gotta get everything that you're not getting from meat. You gotta get that in your veggies.
So
and
like
shit.
You gotta get it anyways.
Between taking supplements or at like getting the right vegetables. But there's like people that eat, that they have, they're called raw vegans, and all they eat is raw vegetables and fruits.
That doesn't sound good.
But they're consistently eating always throughout the day, like pretty much as long as they're awake, they're eating.
You're also not supposed to like eat a lot of fruit either.
It's a lot of sugar.
Well, it's not that, but it digests differently. I don't want to speak like facts here because this is what I was told by someone. But apparently like the requirements of like digestion.
Yeah.
For fruit is how is it described to me? Like, you're not supposed to eat like fruit and like anything else within like an hour of each other because your body takes so much effort to break down the fruits. So if you ate like dinner and then a fruit salad for like dessert, your body doesn't actually break down the nutrients of the fruit. It just like
gets the
processes
dinner.
It and gets it out of you. And
fair
you
enough.
Don't it has no advantage except for filling you up.
I see.
I don't know if that's a fact.
It tastes
that's what
good
I was
too.
Told. Does taste great.
Slap a couple maraschino cherries in there.
Sure. I don't know what that is.
Maraschino cherries? Those like candied cherries on top of martinis and sundaes and shit?
See, I'm not a big cherry guy.
You don't like cherries?
I like fake cherries.
Maraschino,
like artificial flavored cherries.
That's
like, I love
the one.
That
those
shit.
Are them.
Oh, like
that's
the ones you buy in the big plastic tub, all the little red balls? Those
yeah,
ones?
That are like
those
soaked
are so
in sugar
good.
Syrup? Yeah.
Yes.
That's why you like
dope.
Them. It's fucking candy. Coming from the guy that eats two boxes of Oreos in a night to himself. Not anymore.
Two in a night?
Just one.
I'm not a monster. It's like maybe one in the night. I'm not a monster. It's still
I'm not
a
monster. You could, if it was no consequence to your physique, you'd crush two boxes of Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dip that shit in milk.
And you know what? I can't have milk. But
I know, but oh, man, we got to.
When we
heard that they're like oat milk or something is actually pretty close.
That's the one she tells me to drink all the time. But I'm a big fan of almond milk.
See,
it is very nutty, and I'm sure it doesn't taste anything like real milk, but I am a big fan of almond milk. I like vanilla almond milk.
All these nut milks bother me too.
Nut milks?
Yeah, because, okay, well, what do you call, okay, so something grows from a tree. Let's say, orange.
Okay.
Okay, an orange, and you put that into a liquid form. What do you call it?
It's orange juice.
Juice.
Yeah.
So you take the nuts from a tree,
yeah,
and you make that into a liquid. You would call that
milk.
Juice.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. It's almond
juice. So it's like
juice.
Almond juice.
But
like
it's
the
not,
name milk
though.
Drives me up the wall.
Because it looks like milk.
Well, like,
and it's thick like milk, and you use it like milk. You don't see somebody walking down the street with a fucking bottle full of almond milk. You'd think, like, they were a full psychopath if they were doing shit like that.
Hold up.
Do you fill your workout tumblers with protein powder and a full fucking liter of milk?
But I don't do a juice either.
I could drink a thing of juice.
While you're working out? What about water and protein powder?
Not when I'm working. Well, you're supposed to use milk with protein powder, actually.
Does oat milk have the same effect?
Yes, but less protein.
How much less? Could they just add more? Like, aside from using powder, or is that like just that because there are options?
You could.
Is there ones that you can get on the store with more protein?
I haven't looked, to be completely honest, but oh, I'm getting a nod in the background. There is.
Yes.
There is.
Okay, we've fact check. Fact check approved.
When it comes to vegan and vegetarian stuff, I know we're always going to be in good hands as long as she's here. But
all right.
Yeah, no. I don't know. But I like almond milk. I do like almond milk. Almond juice.
It just makes...
It sounds so gross, though, if you say it like that.
Well, so does it being milk. It sounds gross.
How
to
do you
me.
Milk a nut?
Well, how do you milk a orange?
You don't milk an orange. That's
exactly.
Like juice. Yeah.
That's my point.
I don't know.
And you juice... I don't know, man. I don't know
if there's a separate
I think it was just people trying to fit in.
Probably. Like
my mom served me veggie dogs.
That's so funny.
Dude, it drove me up the wall.
Oh, my God. I have a similar funny hot dog story.
Just before you move on to that story, I had to tell you, I had to stop eating it. It was
Did
so,
you actually?
It was so gross.
Dude, it's not gross.
No, dude,
it just doesn't taste like a hot dog.
It was so bad. It had to have been like a cheaper like alternative or something. So I was talking to that guy who she bought them for about like the vegetarian options. At the time,
yeah,
like Light Life and Beyond didn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't companies yet. So, like, whatever you got was just, like, some shitty, like, bean-mushed mushroom alternative.
Daiya's a pretty dope company. They make some
good
shit,
I don't think they
too.
Exist at the time either. Like, this is going back, like, a good 10 years.
Like, I had a... There's
so,
a...
So, anyways. Hold on.
Okay.
So, shit, I lost my train of thought. Oh, no. So, I was talking to him, and he's like, yeah, like, at the time, especially, veggie options were all about the condiments. Like, you had to deck the fucking burger out. With, like, mad toppings.
Why? Because they tasted just, like, straight
because
mushroom
Because they tasted like a cardboard mushroom. I guess. I don't know. He didn't say that part to me. But he said you have to deck it out with all the condiments
all the
fixins. You got to get everything on there. Because otherwise, you just... Because it's kind of like a supplement for, like, the protein aspect of the sandwich, not for the meat taste.
I see. But now it tastes like meat.
Apparently. When they're raw, they smell really bad, though.
Probably.
The Beyond Meat Burgers, when I open them up and I cook it for the girlfriend, I'm like, whoa, it smells like raw dog food.
Well, it is. It's like mushed vegetables in a putty.
But it's like, ugh.
I think you're just being a little bit picky, but...
I'm a carnivore at heart.
I got two stories now. I was going to tell one about a hot dog, but first, while we're still on that topic, while I was talking about Daiya, there is a restaurant near us that I went to with Remy a long time ago. And I got a pizza and they had an option for vegan cheese. And I was like, you know what? I never had pizza with cheese on it. Like,
fair.
I never had a pizza with cheese. So I'm like, you know what? Hit me with that vegan cheese. I'm gonna try it. Very good. I have to say it was very, very good. It was definitely a new sensation having stretchy shit in my pizza.
Fake news, but okay.
What do you mean fake news?
Wasn't good, but okay. Continue.
It was good. But what I did notice is, I mean, I don't look malnourished to you. If I want a pizza, I could crush a fucking medium pizza.
Oh,
no
was it
problem.
Not filling?
It. I had two slices and felt like I was about to throw up. Like
oh,
how
it's
heavy
very
it was.
Filling.
It's like a block.
Oh, well,
and I don't know
what?
If that's just vegan cheese or if that's like
no,
all cheese.
That's definitely an all cheese thing, because cheese is a very very filling thing.
I felt like I had just eaten like. Enough. Like, I felt like I had just left my grandmother's house.
Yeah, so if you're going to start doing that, like, it definitely isn't the same taste.
No.
But I think the experience is the same. I've never had vegan cheese.
The texture was cool.
So I'll ask my girlfriend. I don't know about you. But
Does Daiya cheese, like the mozzarella, taste like real cheese?
No, not taste. Experience.
Is the experience
like
real cheese?
Like the fillingness of cheese.
It's stickier? Stickier.
But, like, does it make you feel the same? Like, is it still thick? Yeah, so you got to ease into that.
Okay.
Like, as a guy who's never eaten cheese before, you got to ease into that.
Yeah, I was
first
not
of all,
ready.
It doesn't pass through you super well.
No, it did not.
Okay, so, yeah. So it's like, okay, so
it came in as a solid and exited like the flood dams and
yeah. So that's the thing. It's like people that don't eat a lot of dairy, they got to ease into it.
It was no good.
No.
But you know what? I brought it home because I did have. I obviously had leftovers.
I'm sure for you, it like was a good experience. Yeah, but yeah, I definitely ease into that. Like if you start using that shit, like be light on it first.
This is a long time ago. I haven't used it since.
Like don't eat the vegan cheese at the same rate that I eat cheese.
Well, you eat a shit ton of
cheese.
Because
I've definitely worked up a tolerance.
You were the first person I've ever watched make KD in a pot and then just pick the whole pot up and dump it on your lap.
I didn't dump it on my lap. I carried the pot because no dishes. Why am I going to go get...
You ate with the wooden fucking spoon that you made it with.
So I just put that in the sink, rinsed it out, washed it a little bit. I'm done.
It's like a shovel.
I don't need a plate. I don't need another fork.
Ignore the voice crack there, but it's like eating with a fucking shovel. God damn it.
Right, listen, I'm just telling you, it's all about, like, it's a bachelor's life. You don't want to do dishes.
But you got to have a little bit of class.
For who? It was you.
Yeah, I know. And then we ate, like, half of a loaf of bread with peanut butter.
I don't specifically remember that, but listen.
It's good. It was smooth peanut butter. I was very impressed.
Dope.
There's no other peanut butter.
Crunchy is the best.
No, it's not.
Get the fuck out of this podcast.
No, even my mother is like, crunchy peanut butter is all that you ever need to eat. And I'm like, no. Because when you're spreading it on toast, you don't want to chew the paste. You want to just fucking have toast with peanut butter.
Oh, you're an average peanut butter spreader.
What do you mean I'm an average peanut butter?
Do you
butter
just
spreader?
Put like a nice like, no, it's small a layer and
no,
you put
I
thick?
Fucking, no.
So what are you complaining about?
No welfare layers.
So what are you complaining about?
What do you mean? I'm not complaining about shit. I don't want to chew it. There's still no...
It's peanuts in your peanut butter. It's amazing.
No.
It's everything you needed and more.
Nah.
Buddy, listen.
Nah,
okay,
dog. Do you like Nutella?
I used to, but now it's too sweet.
Do you want
for
chunks
me.
Of hazelnut in your Nutella?
It's not the same thing.
It is the same thing.
I'm like obsessed with peanuts. Did that come out wrong?
Not really. Okay. But I'm obsessed with peanuts. You were just very passionate about it.
Like, I literally go to the store and, like, on my desk snack at work is a bag of salted peanuts. I really got to emphasize peanuts. I feel like if I stutter on that, it's just going to be a meme after.
You love salty nuts?
On my desk.
Right on your desk.
On my desk.
In your lap, everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring her back about 20% there, but, like.
All right. Let's. I got a cool thing to
crunchy
talk about.
Crunchy peanut butter is revolutionary. You got to eat it. If you don't like it, I don't know if I trust you.
Crunchy peanut butter may be revolutionary, but smooth is better. Moving on. Dubai weather machine.
So wait. There's the second story about hot dogs.
Oh, you want me to tell the hot dog thing
We're
first?
Not on the news yet.
It's not news.
Oh, shit. We're going through this fast. Yeah, get to the hot dog and then tell me about
okay,
the weather machine.
Okay, so same thing. We're having family dinner, whatever. Right. We're all sitting outside in the backyard, enjoying the sunshine. We grilled up some hot dogs. Just chilling.
Okay.
I think I was like maybe 14 or 15 at the time. It was a long time ago. And I'm eating my hot dog and we're having a conversation. And every time I take a bite, I look up and I'd realize my dad and my brother were staring at me. Like just watching me eat my hot dog.
Okay.
So I'm going. I had a little bit of like spidey sense going off. Like there was some suspicions.
Okay.
But
spidey sense?
Yeah, like I could sense danger.
Okay.
I could sense danger. But I wasn't sure what it really was. So I just kind of looked at them back and continue to eat my hot dog.
Okay.
And I eat it. I think at that point I had like the last bite where it's like just the nub of the hot dog, but mostly bun.
Oh, you were like downing that thing.
Like I finished the hot dog, right? Okay. No, it's not downing it, but I finished my hot dog. And I look up at my brother, my dad, and I go, "What are you staring at?" And they just go, "Nothing. Look at your hot dog." And I turn it around. They made me eat the entire hot dog and they had seen the whole bottom of the bun was blue mold. And they watched me eat the whole thing before they told me.
You didn't notice?
No, I'm not looking. I'm not investigating my food while I'm eating. I was a little preoccupied.
But they didn't say anything?
No, they didn't say shit. They waited for me to eat the whole thing first.
That's a big deal in my house. We see a little blue spot on the loaf of bread. We're like, nah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, throw it in the fire.
It's gone.
Yeah, kill it with fire.
Like,
yeah, it was sad for me.
Oh,
I didn't
that's
taste
bad.
A difference.
Well, yeah, obviously. It's not like it tastes different. It's still bread. It's just fucked.
It's still bread. It's just fucked. Oh, my God. But, yeah.
My God.
It's no good.
Yeah, that's bad. I wouldn't do that to you. I promise I would never do that to you. See, that for me, that's crossing the line. Like, I would never do that to someone. If I saw there was mold on, I'd be like, yo, hold up. We're throwing this out.
Yeah. No, they didn't do that. I didn't get that courtesy.
I also am the same guy who, like, offers waiters $20 to give you cheese. So, like, I guess I would do that to you.
You do. You offer them $20 to... Yeah, I don't like that. But anyway, moving
on.
So,
hold on. Before we move on.
Good Lord.
I would love a refill.
Would you? I should probably get one, too. How you looking over there, Shaniqua? I'm going to have a mandarin.
I'll have... Whatever. A mandarin. Isn't that on peach?
Mandarin orange.
Oh, okay. I'll have whatever you give me. Oh, that's strawberry. Cool. That's going to be sweet as fuck.
All right.
All right. So tell me about this weather machine.
So a lot of people think it was, oh, well, it's a conspiracy. Is that like a thing?
Sounds like it.
No, it's not, because they came out about it. So Dubai was having a drought. They hadn't had rain in quite a bit. I'm not going to give a date time because I don't know the specific range. But essentially, the scientists came out and go, yeah, we've been using this for like a little while. So basically what we do is we fly a bunch of drones out into the atmosphere and they release a static shock, gets shit moving. Or I don't know how they do it, but it ends up creating a storm. Let me.
That sounds like some conspiracy ass shit right there. That sounds too whack to be true. Like, do they?
Weather modification. So here we go. Also known as weather control is the act of intentionally manipulating or altering the weather. The most common form of weather is cloud. It's called cloud seeding is specifically what they do.
I feel like there's a huge ethics violation going on here.
And cloud. Okay. This is what it does. So it aims to change the amount of precipitation falls because this, by dispersing substances in the air that serve as cloud condensation or ice nuclei, which alter the microphysical processes within the cloud. Its effectiveness is debated. Some studies have suggested it's difficult to show clearly cloud seeding has a very large effect. Methodology. Salt. They use salts. Electric charges. There you go. United Arab Emirates, which is like Dubai, use a new technology. Drones equipped with a payload of electric charge emission instruments and customized sensors fly at low altitudes and deliver an electric charge to air molecules. That method produced a significant rainstorm in July of 2021. 6.9 millimeters of rain.
See, I feel like there's a huge ethics thing here, though. Like, you're fucking with Mother Nature at that point.
It's nothing polluting or anything like that, though.
No, but you're fucking with the cycle, the natural order of things, right?
Yeah, that's probably...
Like, what is the water cycle?
Yeah.
Right? Like, water goes up.
Comes down. Comes down. In, circulates, evaporates, and comes back.
So, like, now they're sort of, like, forcing that to happen. I'm going to have to come back to this, like, in a week or two after I watch the show again. But there's a show called... is it Unnatural Selection?
Oh, I don't know.
No. It might be called something like that. It's one of these shows on Netflix. It's about like designer babies and some other shit like that.
Yeah.
So it's like
people saying, I want my kid to be blonde with blue eyes, and they go and find somebody with blonde and blue eyes and make sure it happens. And
all they have to do is like zip zap their DNA when they're
not even like as much as just picking your donor anymore.
So at the moment of conception, right, when like the sperm hits the egg, a unique DNA is formed. You can grab a sample of that DNA and literally like figure out, roughly speaking, like what level IQ your kid's gonna end up with, color of the hair, like skin color, like all this shit. You can find out like a whole string of stuff because we have so many years of DNA samples to compare to. So if it's like this way, they know it's gonna be similar to this, et cetera, et cetera. So if you find out that your kid's gonna have like brown eyes and you want them to be blue, they can just go in there and like reconfigure the DNA and like then they're gonna grow up and have blue eyes.
I don't like that shit.
Right. Ethics violation.
Yeah, I don't like that
right?
shit.
It's no more natural kids anymore.
Your kid's gonna be bald by the time he's 24. Nah, fuck that shit. No bald kids.
Right? Or like I want my kid's IQ to be a little bit higher.
I want him to be a super genius.
I'll come back to that in a second.
I want Elon Musk to come out of me.
Right. So I'll come back to that in a second.
Okay.
There's another show that has like a similar thing, but they do it more with like with DNA manipulation and stuff like that. So they're trying really hard to do this sample with mice, I believe.
Okay.
Where I forget what disease they're trying to get rid of or abolish, but they're using mice to do it. So the idea is they're going to inject all these mice with this whatever to like change their entire like structure, DNA structure and release them on this island. It's a small habited island by humans. They live there and everything. And what's supposed to happen is the ecosystem will, in theory, the ecosystem will get better. but they're fighting so hard with the citizens of this island because they're basically releasing something that's totally unknown, i.e. maybe a virus for all they know.
Yeah, who knows?
So to bring it back to the weather thing, it's like, obviously it's not as severe as like releasing new DNA that's never existed before, but you're still fucking with the entire nature cycle of things.
Yeah. Apparently they've been doing it for, or they've been researching it for a little while.
Researching, it's fine. But how do you test that, right? Without like
they've
putting
people
at risk.
They've been testing it in 2010, a different method, and they've been testing.
So the reason I brought up those other examples is
Otherwise, they literally shoot a bunch of chemicals into the fucking
So like
sky.
The reason I bring that up is because...
Including propane.
So hold on. The reason I bring that up is because you think of things like global warming.
Yeah.
Who's to say that's not feeding global warming?
Well, yeah.
So you're putting like the entire race of humans at risk.
Now, the only thing that's funny for me now is who's to say that when they joke about Mr. Dougie turning on the weather machine when we're out of lockdown, who's to say they're not doing that shit here? And they're just not telling us.
Right.
Because apparently it's this new method with the static charges is new. It's fairly new. I think this is the first successful one that they've done. But they've been apparently using like a chemical spray for a while that's actually been doing stuff.
I just had a thought.
And that like the chemicals don't sound good. Silver iodide, potassium iodide, dry ice, and propane. They're just dumping propane into the atmosphere.
I just had a thought, and I'm not going to be able to find the note, because we talked about this on the show.
The weather machine?
Yes.
Oh, no, yeah.
Remember the weather, like, the flood around the house?
We were talking, oh, yeah.
And I was like, we came up with inventions that would make it a little better, and I was like, oh, I want it to be winter today. I'll just turn on the snow.
Yeah, but...
What the shit?
Yeah, they made it fucking rain. But
someone took my idea. I'm suing.
At the same time, because everyone's going, oh, well, how do you know that seems unlikely? I go... Yeah, but how likely was it that we came out of lockdown and it pissed rain like torrentially for like a week straight?
Right. You're making my tin hat come out, and this
is
not good.
I'm onto something.
You're onto something.
Silver salmon's turning into tin salmon in a second.
I'm onto something. Oh, man.
Tin salmon. Actually, we should do that. We should start making chrome baseball caps and call them tin hats. I think the Dick Van Mike tin hat. I think that would be funny.
The Dick Van Mike chrome dome.
Yeah.
You made me think of something regarding the whole fishing thing. So, I don't know if I explained this on the show before, but I explained it to someone. Maybe it was in this room. Maybe it was Christian when he was here. So, Lake Ontario's got this this breed of salmon called Atlantic salmon.
Yeah.
And they're very, very sparse in Lake Ontario. They actually were considered, I think, extinct about 100 years ago.
Turns out they're not.
No,
yeah.
they were, but they're trying to rehabilitate them.
Okay.
So the Great Lakes, the five Great Lakes in Ontario and the U.S. border had all these
salmon.
Atlantic salmon, this specific breed of salmon.
Yeah.
But they are very, very sensitive to their environment, these fish. They don't survive too well in too high of temperatures and all that. So global warming is absolutely fucking them up.
Yeah.
So I was talking to the guys a bit about it because we ended up catching one and unfortunately they had to put it down because it was dying. Like literally catching it and like reeling it in, like that fight like killed the fish.
Yeah.
Because it's not optimal conditions. Found out through them that essentially a lot of the properties on the shoreline in America and in Canada on the sides of the Great Lakes use like a sort of like a not geothermal but like sort of like using the water from Lake Ontario to cool their homes.
Oh.
So they suck in the water through pipes.
Yeah.
Goes to their homes, heats up because it's absorbing the heat from their house, and they're spitting it back into Lake Ontario.
So it's heating up.
So it's
the water.
Like a giant pool heater.
Yeah.
But very, very slow. It's like happening like a couple degrees over like 100 years kind of thing.
Yeah.
But because of that, these salmon are not able to live in the lakes anymore. Playing with nature. There's an ethics violation right there that we didn't even know existed at the time. Everyone probably thought it was like, oh, no big deal. It'll level itself out, but it didn't. It
did not.
Yeah.
That's insane. The more you know.
Tell that to the global warming deniers, eh?
Al Gore was right. Who knew?
What did he say?
Al Gore, you never watched An Inconvenient Truth? He did that whole documentary in like 2010 for global warming?
I think. I'd seen it, but I don't remember it.
It's old, yeah. It's older now, but...
Yeah, so I don't know. I just, like, I don't care that much, like, on an individual level, but I'm sure, like, you know, if people knew. At the same time, like, I kind of trust scientists not to fuck with everyone.
I mean,
like, there's that old joke.
You shouldn't.
There's that old joke from Jim Jefferies. I don't know if you remember it. You know, he was talking about, like, the train, like, if society was like a train, and basically, like, all the scientists are in the front car, and they're, like, the ones that are trying to keep the train in motion, but
yeah.
everyone else is, like, there's so many cars behind it that the train's going so slow that it's starting to utilize the resources around it.
Yeah.
And the guys in the front car are like, hey, man, if we just pull this pin, we could go so much faster.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, like, I mean, there's a lot of risk involved, probably a few ethics violations on the way, but, like, they might get shit done.
Yeah, no kidding.
So that's my mentality. It's a
hard dilemma.
The mob mentality wouldn't like it. I don't care as much, but I still think there's ethics violations there. But yeah. Anyways, that's besides the point.
Anyway.
Where are we at here? We're pretty far in, eh?
All right. So we could talk.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm not going to answer that because I don't know if that's a long convo or a short one.
Okay.
It's a buddy I work with. I don't know if you saw the name on the screen.
I know I didn't, but it's fine. Regardless, we could talk about the Olympics briefly.
Yo, it's news time though.
Breaking news. Oh, the news.
The news. There you go.
I got it.
Now we can talk about the thing.
Now you got a voicemail.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, the Olympics are going on right now. We've got the Dubai Olympics. I don't know how Canada's doing, but
hold on one real quick second. Okay.
Not Dubai, Tokyo.
Where are my keys at?
I put them on the table. You probably threw them onto the couch.
Yeah, can you pass my keys right there? Actually, could you do me a huge favor? Could you just put these on the hood of my car? Someone's gonna come pick them up in a second. Thank you so much.
You the best.
Thank you very much. Okay.
So currently...
Oh, drop my phone.
Currently, Canada actually has 2 medals. Nope, they have 8 medals.
But how many events have happened?
I don't know. Probably a lot, considering the U.S. has 25 medals. We have 8. We have 2 golds, 3 silvers, and 3 bronzes.
So
Japan
in
is...
what? In what specifically? I want to know. Because
let's see.
So as you look that up, I gotta say, man, like I didn't even know the Olympics were happening until a couple days ago, because it was so poorly advertised, and it seems that nobody cares about it this year. Like I think the ratings are down like a huge percent, like 30% or something like that. Are you out of there in front of you yet, or
I'm
what?
I'm looking. I got one. We did get in female weightlifting.
Female weightlifting. Okay. That's good. That's pretty cool. What else we got?
Let's see.
Canada. Okay, I don't need every single one. Like I just
diving.
Diving.
They got a silver.
Really?
Judo, they got 2 bronze medals.
Okay.
Softball, they got a bronze. And swimming, they got 2 silvers and a gold. And weightlifting, 1 gold.
That's pretty good.
We're doing all right.
So where do we rank like on the world stage? Fifth.
I think.
Where's U.S.?
U.S. is second and Japan is in first.
U.S. is second.
No, Canada's in eighth.
Whereas U.S. can't be second.
Yeah, U.S. is second.
They've had a lot of losses, I heard.
They've got a shit ton of medals.
They don't have soccer.
They have 25 medals, though. They have 9 golds, 8 silvers, and 8 bronzes. Japan is in first with 10 golds, 3 silvers, and 5 bronzes. So it's currently... Japan, U.S., and China are the top 3.
Yeah, man, I don't even know. Like, that's kind of neat. That's kind of... I'm surprised that U.S. is still at high. I'm surprised that we're in 8.
U.S. is usually pretty top-ranked in the...
I know, but I heard that they were losing a lot of the bigger events that they were expecting to win. Like,
they
I heard
are...
soccer, women's soccer was really bad, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently, they got mucked.
They're not doing super good.
There was another one. Oh, apparently they're doing really well in all the shooting ones, which is kind of ironic.
Yeah, it's funny, right?
I saw a meme about that. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
But
so,
but the main topic of point here is that it's kind of sparking a new COVID outbreak.
Is it?
They have currently more cases just within the spectators and Olympians in the Olympic Games than all of Ontario has daily.
Were they...
They're just under 200 cases a day.
Were they mandating vaccinations?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Probably for the Olympians, but I don't think for spectators.
Sure. That is so. How do they know this? Because it's only been a couple. It hasn't even been a couple weeks.
Yeah, I don't know.
When do they actually like show up to the grounds? Right. Like when do they actually come? Like a week before, or like a
just
month
for their
before?
Event. So what they're doing this year is the Olympians are just showing up for their event. They're competing and then they're going home.
Oh, really?
They're not staying. So
that's really weird. I don't know. I feel like a conspiracy is afoot.
So
that's what I think on that. I'm not gonna lie.
So far in the Tokyo Olympic Games, they've had 127 people test positive.
Damn. Is there a breakdown on how many of those are athletes?
No. Oh, there probably is, but it's a long article and I really don't want to read more into it at this point, but we could do an update. But yeah, at that point, so that's
what's
going
on. Well,
by the
next update, it'll be over.
Yeah, but then we'll have like a total number, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Right? We'll see if it's sparked a new fourth wave.
Yeah. Wonder if it's like a fear tactic or if it's legit.
Who knows?
I guess we'll find out. My tin hat is going off right now.
The tin salmon. Yeah. So you have news too, though, don't you? Actually, I have another one. We have some funny articles that we did find.
Hold on.
Did you lose yours?
No, I got mine.
Oh, okay.
I got two.
Okay.
I got two. How many do you have left?
Just one.
Okay, I'll go first with one.
Okay.
So, let me just, I don't think it's closed here. Okay, we'll go with, should I do the funny one? No, I'll do the funny one last. So, that's not it. Shoot, where'd it go? I just had it open. Right there. It was right there. Oh, okay. So, Ford Motor Company. You heard of them?
Ford Motor Company. Yeah, I think so.
You heard of the Ford Motor Company?
I think I've heard of Ford once or twice.
Have you heard of the Nissan Motor Company? Or Nissan, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah.
What is the most iconic Nissan?
The most iconic Nissan? I'd say the Skyline.
The Skyline.
Yeah.
Guess what Ford just did?
The Ford Skyline.
Nope. Even better.
Ford GTR.
No. They have trademarked the name Skyline.
For what, though?
For nothing. Just for shits. Just
they
for
don't
shits.
Have a car called a Skyline. They just...
The closest thing that Ford has ever had to a Skyline is a trim package on some of their older cars called the Skyliner. So, apparently, Nissan never filed for trademarking of the name Skyline in
the
USA.
Yeah, because what is Nissan going to do? They should trademark F-150 now.
Well, because no Skyline,
yeah,
no Nissan Skyline has ever been released in the States or North America.
Ever. Well, I guess, yeah, because this is just the Nissan GTR. Is the name.
Yeah. So I guess Ford was like finally sitting there going like, hey, they didn't do this. So this is really funny here. I'll show you this picture.
Maybe they're working on a Skyline.
Look at that picture right there. A 72 Skyline with a Ford emblem on the front.
Oh, my God.
So, I wonder if they are releasing a Skyline, but that would obviously cause a dispute. I think Nissan is a big enough company that they could fight it.
Nissan is a pretty big company.
I know Ford is, like, much bigger, but I'm sure that they have enough power
bigger
to
here,
fight.
Maybe. Nissan is a big company.
Well, they're only trademarking it in the U.S.
Okay.
Like, Nissan's got Skyline in Japan. Yeah. And pretty much everywhere else in the world, but it's not in the U.S. They don't have it. So in the U.S., I'm learning a bit more about like trademarking in the U.S. Apparently, it's a lot easier to sue people in the States for patent pending rather than having a full patent or a trademark. Apparently, like as long as you have patent pending on it, you're good. But if someone else thought of it first, they can get you for it. So Ford, I guess, is taking this opportunity for them never doing their legwork, and now they're just taking it because it's such an iconic name. I haven't read the full article.
That's funny, though.
But essentially, the main takeaways is that they have trim packages on some of their older cars. I can't remember which ones they were. That
Skyliner.
Were Skyliner. Any of our dad's acquaintances would probably remember them a bit because that was probably around the prime time of their like looking around for cars. Like,
I guess, yeah.
I'd say probably like 80s, definitely in the 80s.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit earlier. Our other article I found actually had a list of all the Ford cars that use Skyliner, but this one doesn't seem to have it. So, yeah.
Because I know the F-150 doesn't have that.
Here, I'll just read the first little bit here. Want to get weird? Well, have we got a saucy little activity for you?
Oh my God.
It's Motor Trend. I don't really rely on this too much. Head on over to the United States Patent and Trademark Office website, search Skyline, and provided you're doing this sooner rather than later, click the first result. What should come up is a trademark filing for the Skyline name for vehicles, but instead of Nissan being listed as the owner, the Ford Motor Company is. Okay, the way this is written is so animated, so I'm not going to read through it. But yeah, so apparently here you got it. Skyline, standard character mark, declared in Michigan by the Ford Motor Company on July 12th, 2021.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there you go.
Wow.
There you go. That's my news. Ford's going to fuck with Skyline a little bit, or Nissan, I guess. We might see a Ford Skyline in the next couple of years. I don't know what that means. If it's cool, if it's a good competitor, or if it's going to be shit.
Dumpy.
Yeah.
Maybe dumpy.
I don't know.
Maybe a little dumpy.
Ford's known for their
I thought they canceled all their cars.
Ways. Who?
Ford. They only have like the Mustang and the Fusion now. They got rid of everything else.
Did they get rid of the Focus?
Yes.
I thought they kept that one going.
Or did they keep the Focus and the Fusion maybe?
Did they?
And I know they kept the Mustang.
I know they ditched the Taurus.
The Taurus is gone. The Fiesta is gone.
Is it?
Yep.
So it must just be like two things.
They have crossovers and trucks is what they said they wanted to focus on. So they've got the Edge.
Well, that is the market.
I know. I mean, I guess. But interesting.
Yeah.
Who knows? But anyway, I got a funny one for you then.
All right. Give it to me.
So this is listed in What the Fuck News.
Okay.
And it says a Toronto man was arrested after a woman caught him cooking a meal in her apartment while wearing her clothes.
Okay.
And the actual details here is a 33-year-old Toronto woman called the police after she walked in to her apartment and there was an intruder. And it says here, walked in on an intruder all up in her fridge. So he was just in there wearing her clothes, having a time, making some food.
So I reckon he was like...
Like you were talking about before we got started.
You actually mentioned this one before we started. So I learned recently, I'm going to put my book away because I don't need that now. I learned recently that there are people, and I don't know what the term is for them. They're basically homeless. And they
kind of like squatters almost.
Yeah, but squatters is not the right word because that's more of like a long-term thing.
Yeah.
They're like, let's say temporary squatters.
Okay.
And what they do is they kind of know the pattern of people living in a certain establishment. Let's say like just a house, for example.
Yeah.
So they know like, okay, everyone in the family goes to school or works. So they're all gone by like 9 a.m., but they all come back by like 4 or 5 a.m. So I have a window of like 9:30 to like 3, and I'm going to go live in their house. And they don't do anything like, obviously they're breaking the law by doing this, they're not doing anything so bad. So like what they'll do is like they'll go in and they'll watch like just a couple episodes on Netflix and they might like cook themselves up like one or two eggs and like maybe have a quick shower to rinse off. And like basically when they're done, they clean everything. So it's like no one ever knows that they were there. So, like, if you were to, like, go make eggs in the morning, you'd be like, oh, I need to go stock up on eggs. I'm too short or something. You wouldn't even think about it. Like,
yeah, oh, shit, just, like, I guess open I used the more eggs, than you'd I thought.
Eat them, and you go to Netflix and be like, oh, maybe I fell asleep watching those two episodes of whatever show it was. Like, our water, like, you wouldn't even notice the water bill or the electricity bill because it'd be such small increments. Like, they won't turn on the lights. Like,
yeah.
It's like a small shower, right? Like. Wow. So I figured out that these kinds of people exist. I forget what the name is. It's probably something along the line of like drifters or like squatters or whatever. Yeah. So I'm wondering if this guy was just doing that and like the lady just came home early.
Came home early and he's just like chilling?
Yeah, and he was like, oh, I didn't expect you, but I had a shower and made myself a meal and like maybe tried to leave. And she was like, nah, you're getting like full blown arrested here. Yeah. Like... fuck you for breaking into my house.
But hot damn, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
That I did see.
There's a, you know, I just remembered a thing. There's like this thing, what's it called?
Ugh.
Not like a refugee or like maybe sanctuary or something. Where like, I don't remember where I heard this, so I definitely gonna have to fact check this one. I don't know if this is real or not. But if you were like, if your life is in danger, let's say you're like up in cottage country or something and like a bear is chasing you or you're going to freeze to death in the winter.
Yeah.
Like you can break into someone's like cottage or like someone's house, whatever.
Yeah.
And like get comfort for a little bit and like establish like your situation.
Yeah.
And like, that's okay. I think like,
really?
you may have the repercussions of like, say if you broke a lock, you'll have to pay for it kind of thing.
Yeah.
But like apparently you're like that's not illegal as long as you can prove that your like life was at risk.
Okay.
I want to look into that because I'm speaking out of like hearsay. But like
if I had woken up to like my door being kicked in or something like that, and I walked downstairs and there was a dude going like, "You have no fucking idea." Like I was just getting chased by a pack of wolves and like I almost died. I'd probably be like, "All right, dude, like come in, I'll get you a fucking beer or something." Like, or relax. Like
make a couple extra eggs for me too, please.
Yeah, like you know what I mean? Like I'd probably say like, no sweat, dude, whatever, that's fine. I mean, you're paying for my fucking door, but like come in.
So
yeah,
there's like a really funny story that I heard like years back. Again, this one could just be one of those things on the internet to make people laugh, but apparently this guy like recently moved houses.
Okay.
And was like really, really drunk one night and like got an Uber home. And, like, when he came home, quote-unquote,
he went like, to his old house.
Well, he went to the couch.
Of his
old house.
Yeah.
And so, like, buddy who owned the house, like, woke up and was like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But recognized him, and he was like, I'm just gonna let this one slide and let him wake up in the morning and feel like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I mean, if they're not doing anything stupid, if they're not in there and they didn't, like, shit all over the floor or something like that, like, you'd probably be like, whatever. I mean, he's sleeping on the couch.
It's like if all of a sudden you see, like, all your blankets are folded up at the end of the couch and the guy's, like, walking on the street, like, well, at least he cleaned up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Like, it's cleaner than when he got here.
Holy shit. What was the story you had? You said you had a funny one now.
Let's see if this one closed, because the other one closed, but this one should still be here. This is a weird one. I saw this on 6buzz News.
Yeah, that's where I got
it. Oh, it went away. Okay, hold on. Let me get it here. Is it 6IX or is it SIX? Oh, here we go.
It's 6IX. Yeah.
So let me pull it up. I don't want to misspeak on this headline because it is quite humorous. Okay, I'm missing it.
Yo, what happened to Debbie?
Oh, she probably like just got washed up.
What happened
something.
To Debbie?
Okay, here it is. You ready?
Yeah.
This is the headline.
Okay.
I'm going to try and make sure I don't misspeak on it. What the fuck news?
Yeah.
That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Same thing. A man with no arms is wanted by police for harassing women at supermarkets and asking to massage their feet.
But he has no arms.
So that's the way I read it, too. And now, the first line of this article is, yeah, there's a lot to unpack here.
He has no arms.
So I'm going to read the first little bit here. So this isn't actually in Toronto, so 6buzz is definitely taking this for clout. But, you know, typical them.
Yeah.
It looks like police in Arkansas issued a warrant for a man with no arms who was accused of asking to touch women's feet at local supermarkets.
Local supermarkets.
That's right. Three separate women have all come forward and filed reports about an armless man known by police as Brian Reams asking to touch their feet while they were shopping for groceries.
But how is he touching their feet?
Like licking them?
They would say licking their feet then. I'm assuming it's with his toes or something like
his
that.
His cheek, maybe?
Maybe.
Is he cuddling with them?
I don't know.
Has he got nubs? Are they saying no arms and they're just like failing to explain that he's got elbow nubs? You know, like, I'm just gonna...
elbow nubs?
I'm just gonna...
I'm gonna nub him? Yo, can I nub your toes
this
real
just
quick?
Just became like PG-13 to like 18 restricted.
What if someone had said yes?
I guess he'd have himself a good time.
Because I'm sure that you'd, in like 1 in 100, you're going to find one person. I was like, yeah, okay.
That's the thing, right? 1 in 100, maybe you'll find one.
That's why he's probably doing it. He's like, that was, eventually someone's going to say sure.
That was like my dad's dating advice. If you ask out 10 women, one of them is bound to say yes.
It's fair. It's fair.
Right?
It's fair.
So maybe that's this guy's mentality. Okay, if I ask like 100 women at supermarkets if I can touch their feet, even though I got no arms, one of them is going to say yes.
One of them will say
yes. Turns out 3 of them went to the police, which is a bad ratio, obviously, on his part.
Yeah. It's like the naked man. Works in TV, but it doesn't work in real life.
No experience, but I can assume that probably would not work with a stranger.
For those of us, our viewers and listeners that don't know what the naked man is going on a date with somebody, going back to their apartment, if you want to, like if they invite
if
you back.
Goes that far.
Or you take them back to your apartment. You wait for them to leave the room, and they come back and you're completely fucking ass naked.
And it's like a sort of invitation. Like
it's like an invitation.
I'm giving you my consent. Are you gonna do this? And it's like, what was the ratio? It's like 1 to 3.
One of 3 in the show.
Something like that in the show. It's How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Terrible last season, but decent show.
One in 3 said yes.
Yeah, so apparently, according to police reports, the armless man followed the women around while making inappropriate comments at them. One of the women reported that he asked to massage her feet. The reported incidents all took place between September 2020 and June 21st at Walmart and Kroger's locations.
Walmart and Kroger's?
Kroger's. Is it Kroger's?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know shit about Arkansas.
We don't have Kroger's here.
Or the states, I guess.
The U.S., yeah.
The police also suspect that more incidents might have not been reported.
That's so funny, though.
Still have a lot of questions about this? Yeah, we do, too. That's what the article completes. So that's the entire article. So,
I don't know how he's massaging feet.
Right? Like, you almost... It's like you want to know, but you don't.
I do want to know. I want to find him and say, yo, you want to massage my feet? I'm going to just start asking armless men if they want to massage my feet.
I almost want to do like a spin-off series of this podcast where we ask crazy people, hey, buddy, why? You know what I mean?
So you want to just have like what, a bunch of like psychopaths and criminals in here?
Not physically here.
Oh, not physically here.
Like we'll go to the jail, set up a recording device, have a call-in thing, be like, yo, buddy, what the fuck?
Yeah, why?
Like what are you doing?
You got arrested jerking off the Teletubbies. Like why? Like,
that's, I don't even want to know that one.
I made that up.
I know, but like this one, like how do you plan on touching these feet? You're either gonna suck them or cuddle them. That's what I'm down to.
But he said massage your feet.
I know, but how do you do that?
I don't know. His feet? Probably.
I'm confused.
I don't even want to. Unless he, like you said, he's nubbing them. Good Lord.
Oof. I can't believe I actually said that out loud.
He's I know you nubbing. Did. All right. Let's move on to some birthdays. We got a couple.
Okay. All
right. So first up in the birthdays, Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton. What's something he did that I would remember? Because I know who he is. I just can't put him in a setting.
Will Wheaton? Wasn't he in Star Trek?
Are you thinking of Will Shatner?
I think Will Wheaton was... No, he was in Star Trek. I'm getting a nod.
Which one?
The original one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on.
Will Wheaton. Say Will. Will. Now say Wheaton.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Wheaton. He was in like 50 episodes of Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. For some reason, I just couldn't put a face to it, but I look at this picture right here, and that's literally like him in...
Yeah.
In
He plays himself in Big Bang Theory because they all hate Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yes.
So... Okay, I totally know who he is. I just, my brain was like, huge disconnect.
It's Will Wheaton. Yes. Yeah. So he's turning 48.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, dog.
72.
We got
good year. Good year for cars.
Jesus.
72 Skyline.
Another happy birthday, Josh Radnor, who you're not going to know from the name.
No idea.
But speaking of Big Bang Theory, he is Ted.
Ted. From
like
Big Bang Theory.
Not Big Bang Theory. How I Met Your Mother. He's like the main
guy. Oh, the main narrator.
Yeah, Ted.
Got it.
So he's turning 46.
Okay, I believe that.
And Martina McBride, who you're not going to know, but she's a female country singer.
Oh, it wasn't like Danny McBride's wife or nothing like
no.
that.
No, and she is 54 years old.
Is that it?
And then the fourth one.
Oh, there's four.
Who passed away in 1945, but it would have been Benito Mussolini's birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's is that it?
That's it. There's only four. There's only four.
Wow, that's a shit day for birthdays.
Yeah.
So happy birthdays to Will Wheaton, Benito Mussolini, Josh Radner, and Martina McBride.
Not bad.
Not bad. I do have
September,
lots of history.
September birthdays gonna be fucked. Remember, yeah, be nine stupid. Out of the top 10 birthdays yeah, are in September.
In September.
That's gonna be a whack month.
It's gonna be whack.
We have a 50 people list. The whole episode is gonna be the birthdays.
I'll pick the popular peeps.
Yeah, but it's gonna be like 50 of them.
No.
I'll so just... every episode is gonna be like 45 minutes long. Yeah, oh, actually, no, because it'll only be four episodes. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
I'm dumber than shit.
Yeah.
Hold up. I wonder if my birthday falls on an episode day.
Who knows?
Big celebrations over here. Oh my Let's God. See. Let's see right now. My God. I'm one day off. It's a Wednesday.
Let's see my birthday. Let's see. Let's see when mine is.
It's the 17th?
Nope.
No, 20th?
Mine is a Thursday. Woo!
21st.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your birthday is going to be fucking lit.
Oh, we're going to get fucking hammered a little bit.
We'll
maybe.
Do the podcast and then go to the pub.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
And we'll be drunk.
Book
by
that
time
day
we
off work right now.
Okay. Okay. All right.
We'll do a podcast on the Tuesday, and then the Thursday we'll go out and celebrate
the
podcast.
And the next day, yeah. I'm gonna need
I'll
the next
book
day.
Off the Friday for you.
I'm going to need the next day, too.
I had Sorry, do you want to do... No, I got a quick story.
Okay, quick story, then we got history.
I had a hangover the other day.
Yeah, I heard.
Did you?
I saw it on the Discord where you said I can't do shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They hit different now.
Yeah, they do. We're older now. We're not young little whippers.
Like, instead of it lasting for like 3-4 hours in the morning.
It lasts a whole day.
It's the entire day. Basically, until dinner time, I felt it. It was not good. I had about like probably like 15 of these.
That's your first problem there.
Yeah. Yeah. They go down so easy.
I know they do.
I didn't even feel that drunk.
But it's still a beer.
I was so coherent, like having normal conversations.
You had almost a case of beer.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Now that you put it into that perspective, you're like, yeah. I have a problem.
And I was like, these went down easy. I didn't feel that drunk. I was still coherent and having conversations. Like, and then I woke up and I was like, damn, that's a headache. Like, anyways. Do your...
We got some cool days in history.
Do your days in history. Our phones are going off like crazy.
You remember those?
No.
The epic rap battles in history. And they'd like get two rappers to dress up as like Abraham Lincoln versus George Bush or something like that. And they would have rap battles and insult each other.
No. It's funny. That sounds really
lame.
You have
to find it. No, it's funny. It's really funny. Anyway, right. 1609. Okay, the year is...
1609.
Good July, year. July 29, 1609. Okay?
Good year. Almost as old as I am.
Samuel de Champlain. Of France.
Okay, got lost.
He shoots and kills two Iroquois chiefs.
Shit.
Which, this was in New York, which started, it set the stage, it says, for French Iroquois' 150-year conflict.
I believe it. That's a big fucking boo-boo right there.
It's like shooting two presidents.
So, how much history is written about that day? Like, what are the, is there spark notes? Like, was it an accidental shot? Was he murdering them?
No, he killed them.
On
purpose.
Sorry, you said he killed two in one shot?
No, he shot both of them.
Oh, I thought you meant like, I was like, damn, like double headshot kind of thing?
Collateral! No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like Halo shit.
Wow, that's a big history mark there.
Yeah, he killed two of them. Yeah, so that was no good.
No, obviously not.
We got, fast forward.
Fast forward.
About 320 years.
About
320 years.
About?
Into 1921.
1921, what are you giving me here?
July 29, 1921, Adolf Hitler is elected leader of the National Socialist German Workman Party.
Wow.
German Workers Party, sorry.
That was
1921.
Today or 2 days.
It's speaking today. As if it's happening, right? Yeah, today.
Wow.
Like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Literally 100 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, dog.
That's a big history one. That's really weird that this lined up on our podcast.
That's
day.
A big oof.
That's a 1 in 7 chance.
That's a big oof. And then fast forward another 7 years from that. Okay.
Yep.
Test footage was first created for Walt Disney's Steamboat Willie, which was the first film featuring
shit.
Mickey Mouse.
Yep.
That was the prototype.
That was before
footage.
He was named Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Steamboat Willie.
And it was there was no talkies at that point.
Nope,
so it was all dubbed
music,
in after.
Music, yeah.
All the whistling was dubbed in. Yep. All the music was played over top.
Yep.
Wow.
And not even in the recording. They would play the silent film and they would have a piano player in the theater.
Really?
Yep. That's how they did it when it first started.
That's stressful.
They would have musicians playing to the movie because they had no way of getting audio into the videos yet.
Wow, that sounds really stressful.
Yeah.
Kind of cool, imagine though, being right? that guy on the piano just trying to fuck about and do it. Yeah, I wouldn't. Messes up the whole thing. Everyone's like, I want a refund. He fucking sucks.
Fuck you. I paid 6 cents for this. I had to work 2 weeks for that 6 cents. Yeah.
Talk about inflation.
Yeah, really. All right. And then we're going to go another 20 years.
Another 20 years.
Yeah. Moscow in 1949.
Okay.
Ends the blockade at the Berlin, at Berlin, West Berlin. So like, I'm assuming Berlin that's Wall. Berlin Wall. I'm assuming.
I believe that's, I believe that wall was still there at
in
that point.
49. That was 1949. All right.
So was that, what, I guess, which conflict is that in the history books? The, just the Berlin 40, Wall
49
or?
Would be after the Second World War.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have been part of the Second World War.
They demolished it after the Second World War because pretty much all of Europe just took pieces of Germany under their own control.
Okay.
Is what happened.
I got to read more about that.
Germany was put in timeout and they're all like, yeah, we're all just going to look after you for the next little while.
Timeout.
Yeah, it's true.
It's one way to put
They started a war.
Makes sense.
A world war, not just a little baby one.
Yeah, right. It's kind of a big one.
It's kind of a big one. Just a little. Right? Actually, I did see, while we're kind of on this little topic, I did actually see that North American vehicles are now officially larger than the tanks used to win the Second World War.
Like the average vehicle, or are we talking about pickup trucks?
Like pickup
and shit?
Trucks and stuff are bigger than the tanks used in the first and Second World War.
Cars do a weird back and forth. So original days, like the cars were fucking huge.
Like they were big.
Like you think about like a Model T was like really tall and like decently long.
Yeah.
Then, you know, like the 80s and 90s hit and all of a sudden Japan, because of how small that area is.
Made little baby cars.
Like the cars were the size of this table.
Yeah.
Like a Civic was the size of this table.
Look at the, what's it called? The P1? What was that thing called?
The what?
The Peel P1 that they tested on, that's in Forza. And then they had like the Reliant Robin.
I don't remember which ones you're talking about.
You know the Reliant Robin that was on Grand on Top Gear?
I probably know it if I
seen
it.
The one with
it.
The one wheel in the front that Jeremy tipped over like 8 times.
Oh, yeah, the red one. Yeah. But that's a totally different class of vehicle. Those were actually German.
Yeah, I guess.
Or like European. I'm thinking more so like the little Corollas and like the Yaris's, like how small they were. And until recently, that had made all giant again. Every car is just huge. What are you doing?
We have a situation behind us. She needs the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
But where?
We're almost done.
Yeah, we're almost done. That's what I was going to text you. We almost got it. Can you hold in? Okay, one last thing for the news. 1973, we got July 29th. Okay. Led Zeppelin has just over $200,000 stolen out of a safety deposit box.
Oh,
from
shit.
The New York Hilton.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, they're just chilling out in the afternoon after a gig and
all their money stolen.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Boom.
I never heard that story before. I'm surprised.
That was 1973.
How much money was it?
Just over $200,000 in the 70s.
In what year?
The 70s. It's a lot of money.
You could buy like nothing now with that. But
nothing.
Now
you can put a down payment
on
a house.
Accumulated value, you could, holy shit, you can do a lot with that.
Now you can put a down payment
on
a house.
That's like $14 million right now.
Yeah, oh yeah, probably. Well, that's what I'm thinking, because my mom was a kid in the 70s.
Okay.
And she said she used to be able to go to the supermarket with a quarter and walk out of there with a soda, a popsicle, and a bag of chips, and a chocolate bar.
That sounds about right. A few cents each.
How much would that cost you now?
Like $10. Yeah. No, sorry. $10. No, the fucking soda is like $3.
Soda's $3. Like bag of chips like $2. Chocolate bars.
No, like a big bag of chips?
Like no, like the little, soda? Like the...
Or like a little dinky, single serve.
Like the Halloween bag of chips.
Oh, those are nothing. Yeah, okay.
You can buy, that's $2.
So yeah, like $10.
So that's $5 for just a soda and a drink. Chocolate bar is about $2. And a popsicle is about $2.
If it's a single popsicle from like the freezer at a convenience store, it's like $4 because they really stiff you there for those ones.
Oh. Well, if
you ever bought like a drumstick?
I know Freezies are a quarter or 50 cents at most places.
No
like
way.
The jumbo Freezies.
They got to be more than that.
That
now.
Was the best part about the variety store. It's now closed down, which I'm pissed about. It's gutted if you drive by it. But yeah, they used to have jumbo Freezies for 50 cents.
That seems way too low of a price.
That was sick.
I like it. I do.
And they would cut it for you too. They'd go,
no
shit. You want to cut? They'd cut it for you and you walk out of there happy.
I
kind of
remember doing that actually now I think about it.
I used to walk home from school, get a Freezy, and walk home.
That was a detour for you. No, that wasn't a detour
not,
for you at
not
the
a
time.
Detour.
No.
Straight down, get a freezy, and go home.
Yeah.
Boom. Bing, bang, boom.
This overinflated world we live in. It's whack, eh?
Yeah.
Well, that's tomorrow's problem.
That is tomorrow's problem. How are we looking with time here?
We're at 1:15, so I think we're pretty good considering it.
You got any final closing stories or remarks?
I probably do. I probably do, but I definitely have forgotten them. I think it was something I thought of, but I definitely lost it. But, you know, you know what? Actually, I'm gonna pull a U right here real quick. On my story, these will be expired by the time this comes out, but on my story, I shared a couple motorcycle videos.
Oh, yeah?
So, two. I'll explain them both real quick. One, yeah. A guy was following this, like, service truck, and then the service truck, like, randomly stopped in the middle of the road, and so buddy on a bike had to, like, kind of make a quick stop behind him. He was a bit close, but I guess service truck guy overshot the driveway he was going for, so he just popped himself in a reverse and just drove.
Ran the guy over.
No, he didn't run the guy over. The guy was fine. The guy, like, had so much time to react, so he, like, was able to, like, sort of half dismount, and, like, the guy just, like, hit the front of his bike, but he was honking a horn and shit. Like,
those horns on motorcycles, and that's a bone I have to pick with motorcycle manufacturers. They are
not
fucking
loud
nothing.
Yeah, you got to put some halotones on there.
That's why do you think, like, a lot of people think Harleys have those pipes on them to be dicks. But no, that's why you see them all with the patches that say loud pipes save lives. You don't hear the fucking horn and the bikes because of the emission standards with the exhaust and everything.
Sure.
From factories, they're quiet like a fucking
car.
Yeah,
so maybe I'd put some like halotones on if I ever got a bike.
Train fucking horn with a compressor and
saddlebag. Yeah, right.
Bag.
We have a buddy who got that under the hood of his truck.
Yeah.
So the second video, I don't know how the fuck this happened, but this lady, I guess she overshot on a red light.
Yeah.
At an intersection. So she was like halfway into the intersection.
A motorcycle did? Or the
car? No, this dry the car.
Okay.
So I guess she like didn't stop in time. So she landed herself like halfway in a intersection.
Yeah.
And this biker came up like behind her in like the beside lane, like the adjacent lane. And this lady, she just backs up and just keeps going. And like full on, this guy had to jump off his bike. She drove over the bike. Thump.
A cyclist?
No, motorcycle. Like thump thump, like first wheel.
Yeah.
And then still kept going. Like drove over the entirety of the bike, full vehicle, all the way. I was like, yo, if he stayed on there, like he would have, like this lady would have just crushed him. Like she didn't even fucking like you hit something. You
nobody
notice.
Pays attention to motorcycles.
But she ran it over both the front and back wheels.
You know how many
like,
times people have turned out in front of me?
It's insane.
And then I feel like a dick by flying around them, but I do it in an aggressive manner just to show them that they just cut me the fuck off.
I know that like 99% of people disagree with me on this, but I really think we need to do testing like every 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, you like, probably should. Right? That doesn't make you pay attention.
No, but it keeps you in check because I know, I'll a real quick like tangent. I know through someone else, another individual who has taken a driver's test 9 times. Well, I know someone's taken a driver's test 9 times and then still gave up.
Yeah.
So
I failed my G2 twice. I did. I'm going to be completely open and transparent about that. But the first time, the guy literally got in my car, reclined my seat, put his feet up on my dash, and then failed me for not paying attention.
I would be so mad. I have like
I
a rule.
Pretty frustrated, but I was a 16-year. I was like a 17-year-old kid, right?
Yeah. So I had a similar, like not the same situation, but a similar conversation. But like probably not having a backbone, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're gonna say, sort of.
I didn't have the guts to talk up to a guy that was like 40 years old and like had the power to fail me in his hands.
Yeah.
Right?
So like, but now I have like a zero tolerance rule for people with their feet up. If anyone gets in my passenger seat and puts their feet up on the dash, I pull over and tell them they don't put them down, they fucking get out of my car and walk. Like,
sheesh.
There was this article on Jalopnik years ago.
Jalopnik?
Jalopnik. It's the auto journalist page.
Okay.
It's legitimate.
I didn't know what that name was.
Yeah, it's mostly for motor stuff, like cars, bikes, like mostly racing related, but it dabbles into the street stuff.
Okay.
Anyways, I don't want to say trigger warning, but sensitive content warning if you have a soft stomach or whatever.
Boop, boop.
Give it like maybe 30 seconds or a minute. This girl was in the passenger seat of her boyfriend's car with both her feet up on the dash.
Oh, yeah.
And they got into a head-on collision with a truck. And long story short, her kneecaps broke her eye sockets.
Yeah.
Broke her kneecaps as well.
Yeah.
And like shattered one of her like bones, I guess it's whatever, it's the calf, the lower one.
Yeah.
Like your shin and shit. All that was like shattered. She was like blind. I don't know if she ever recovered from it or if it was temporary, but she was like blind in a wheelchair. Like her, she was all fucked up. And yeah, so from ever since I read that, I was like, nope, zero tolerance, not happening.
No, I don't,
putting feet up.
It's I know my mother has been like that for a while because my sister used to do it as well.
Yeah, it's just like, no.
Yeah, it's just be comfortable. Just get comfortable in the seat.
Anyways, I think we should call it here.
Okay.
Mikey, where can they find the show, bud?
They can find the show at the Dick Van Mike Show on Instagram, on Facebook, and on YouTube.
Yep.
And they can find us on Twitter at Dick Van Mike.
Yep.
Where can they find you, Captain Dick?
Just before you say that, I'll just remind people that we are now, since we're on YouTube, we're also on YouTube Music for streaming. And we're on, since the whole episodes are on YouTube, so that.
Yeah.
So YouTube Music as well.
And please don't forget to hit that like, follow, subscribe button and hit the little bell and set up your auto download so that every morning on Thursday, you get us and we're ready for you.
Hit all the buttons that make you do something.
Go to our page and everything clickable, just click it.
Yeah.
And that's
everything.
Everything.
Share with your friends. Like it. I don't give a fuck. Whatever.
Play it at work.
Save all our Instagram posts, please. Save our Instagram posts.
What does that do?
Because it's more valuable than likes or sharing.
Oh, really?
Saving is like the new shit. You got to get people to save your post now because if they save it, it's like a registered data bank. It's like they know that that's a good thing. If people are saving, it means they want to see it later. And if they want to see it later, they're going to push it in the explore page.
So save it.
Save it up.
I didn't know that, but I'm going to start doing that too.
Our phones are going off like crazy today.
We're popular. It is a Monday.
My Instagram is at Richard Harknett.
It's a Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. My Instagram is at Richard Harknett. You can find all my shit through my link tree.
Bam.
Mikey, what's yours?
M.A. D'Alessandro 1L2S is 20.
Same thing, link tree?
Yeah, man.
You know,
I don't have a link tree, but I have all the links in my bio.
Oh, yeah. We'll get there eventually.
I'll make a link tree.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Sorry our phones are going off, but this was a pretty good episode. We had a lot of shit going on, a lot of laughs.
Busy boys.
Your girlfriend with the little like fact checking here and there.
And don't forget, we have stickers.
And I'm out of drinks. And we have stickers. We ran out of stickers on the table, so now it's just the Johnny Cobra stickers. But I'll bring in some more next time. Help me remember if you possibly can. That's a
Sounds
lot to remember,
good.
Though, because we always forget everything we say in the episode.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll just listen back
and to it. And then I listen to it in a week, and I go, oh.
Yeah, like I forgot those pictures again.
Yeah, it's fine.
I was going to like throw them in one of the last episodes.
It's fine.
Anyways, I hope everyone has a wonderful day. I hope you have a wonderful whatever the fuck you're doing on Thursday. And whatever is going on and everything and stuff.
Everything and stuff and things. And have a great day.
Peace out.
Bye.